Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
This is outrageous, man. First of all, in a second, we're going to talk to Brittany, who thinks her man is cheating on her with carbs. All right, no carbs in the house. All right, we'll get to that in a second. So I'm really excited about this game. The Braves are going to be playing the Reds in Bristol, Tennessee, at their Speedway. So they're converting the Speedway into a baseball field in August.
Oh, really?
And I think it's so cool.
They're going to be like race cars around it while they're playing. They got to like, run the bases with the cars around.
They're not adding that element, but they're converting the infield, the raceway infield, into a baseball field, and they're going to play there. Right.
Okay.
I think it's really, really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Dope.
And I love experiences like that. Something new. Right. So it's not until August. So I thought, you know what? I'll jump on these tickets right here, right now, before anybody's even thinking about it.
Super early.
So I go over to StubHub and I check out the prices, and I'm looking at these out in the outfield, and then I'm like, all right, let's see where the Richie Riches are going to sit. And then I click on a ticket price for $339 if you want to be like right behind the plate, which, I mean, those are great seats and it's an expensive seat, but that's not what's outrageous to me. I go to click on it for the $339, and the ticket price ends up being $550, yep, including all fees.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The hell?
I can't tell you how many times I was going to go to a game, and then I realized that the fees are just as much as the ticket, and I was like, yeah, never mind. I'm cool.
I clicked on it four times because I thought, oh, there must be some kind of IT problem going on here. But nah, that's what it costs for fees. Now, I understand you got to pay your people and all, but that much? On a $339, you're going to pay $505?
It pretty much doubles the price. And what annoys me is you know what the fees are, so why are they not just pre-calculated into the seat? So when I see $350, right, I know, okay, I'm going to pay $350 with fees.
It would hurt you less if it doesn't say fees and they just give you the overall charge. It's the amount, the upcharge on the fees that's driving you crazy.
Because maybe my budget is $350. I'm like, oh, perfect. I can be right behind the plate. And then you click on it, and then that dream that you just had for 30 seconds dies.
Yeah, I'm with you. I probably would have still gone to those games if they would have done it that way.
It's true. Like, it doesn't feel as outrageous if it's built into the cost.
That makes sense.
Here's Raven. Good morning, Raven. You are part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi, I'm from Bristol, Tennessee. I grew up there.
Yeah.
If there's a cost thing that is a barrier for you going to experience something like that, every Christmas they do a drive-through thing at the track. Sorry, I'm a little disheveled.
No, you're good.
They do a drive-through thing at the track where you can go on, and parked in the middle is a little scenic village with a carousel and all kinds of cool stuff.
And what is that, like $10? But with fees, it's $250.
No, I think it's like $20.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's I did the research on it today. It's like 4.5-5 hour ride from Atlanta. So it's worth going to. That's for sure.
For that price, let me know when the players are playing from in the race cars.
Seriously, man. All right, Brittany wants our help here. Yes, it's a matter of cheating, but it's not with another person. Good morning, Brittany. You are part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you wanted our help. Today is usually War of the Roses Day or to catch a cheater. We got ourselves an infidelity problem here, but it's not with another person.
Yes, yes. I really need your help because my husband and I made a pact to start eating healthier this year.
Yeah.
Less junk, fewer carbs, no more late night snacking, but Lately, I've been finding some suspicious evidence that makes me think he's been sneaking around.
All right, what's the suspicious evidence?
A little powdered sugar on the laptop keys. Right.
That could be anything.
Yeah, he's been sneaking around with donuts. Yeah. It started small, an empty crumbled up napkin in his car, a faint whiff of glazed betrayal in his breath. Then I found the real smoking gun, a receipt for a dozen donuts, time stamped at 7 a.m. on a work day.
Oof. My man didn't even get the individual donuts.
Maybe he's buying them for somebody in the office and wasn't partaking, and he's just a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I confronted him, and he swore they were for the office, but somehow I just don't buy it.
I mean, technically, he is a part of the office, so could be for him, technically. Now,
I think the smoking gun probably is more you say you're smelling the donuts on his breath. That, to me, is the smoking gun.
Yeah. I think maybe she's going through donut withdrawals herself. She's starting to smell things. She's starting to twitch a little bit.
And No. This was his idea.
Mm-hmm. So
he was the one who said we needed to be more disciplined, get in shape, hold each other accountable. And, like, I was totally on board. I've been so dedicated. Like, so I'm not going through withdrawals because, like, I've turned down office birthday cakes. Uh-huh. I walk past the smell of fresh bread at restaurants and even resisted grabbing fries off my friend's plate.
Oh, that's sacrifice.
That is.
Those are the best fries.
You are a patriot. Yeah, it could be frustrating, man, because you make this pact together. Now, you have not cheated at all since you guys made this agreement.
No, let me tell you, the biggest test was last week. Someone brought in my all-time weakness, cheesy garlic bread. And I stared at it, and it stared at me, but I held strong and walked away.
You definitely deserve the truth.
Right, but my husband, he has apparently been having a secret affair with donuts.
We don't know that. We don't know that yet.
Brittany, why does it matter so much to you that he does it with you? Like, is this something that he wants as much as you do?
This was his idea.
It was his idea.
Yeah. All right. So you wanted us to test him to see if he would be loyal if carbs were put in front of him. Tommy, what did we do?
So normally when we do War of the Roses, we craft these emails that Kristen and Tracy usually put together. But this time, it was all me.
Yeah.
And I created a company. Normally, it's a fake florist. This time, it's Tommy's Doughy Delights.
Okay. To see if he would take a free box of delights.
Well, I'm the carb king of the Bird Show. I know about these things.
All right, Brittany, give us a couple of minutes here. When we come back, Tommy will tell you when your husband was offered the free carbs, did he take it or not, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll do it next.
Hey, the Bird Show.
So, no, we're not talking about physical cheating this morning. We are talking about, like, cheating on an agreement between a wife and a husband, right? They came together, and it was his idea. It was dude's idea that, hey, they're going to get a little healthier in 2025. They're going to stay away from carbs. They know sugar is bad for you also, so they're going to back off on the sugar. So we got Brittany here on the phone that just called us, and she's just like, I have been so good about it. I turned down, like, cheesy bread.
Garlic cheesy bread.
Ooh. In the office. You know how hard that is?
She didn't steal fries off her friend's plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's shown dedication. But dude here, her husband, has been sneaking, like, donuts into the office. She says she smells it on his breath, sees the napkins rolled together and thrown into the trash can. So she thinks that he's been messing around on their agreement. We've seen this before on the show, like when a husband and wife make an agreement to not smoke cigarettes.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden she sees that there are some cigarette butts, or a cigarette carton in the ashtray or in the car. And it just makes you feel so disloyal. Like, we made this agreement together.
Yeah, it feels like a betrayal, especially if it was his idea, cornering her into giving up all the donuts and the sweet treats. It's not fair.
All right. So Brittany wanted our help to see if this dude was really cheating on her with carbs or not. All right, Brittany, you ready for the results?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So,
she's already disappointed.
She knows the results.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
First of all, Brittany, as the resident carb king, I need Dan's number after this because I need to give him some pointers on how to hide this stuff from you because I'm the king of this. I know when I cheat and things Renee, my wife, doesn't want me to eat, I'll put it in the trash, but like up under some trash so she doesn't see it.
You'll put it in the trash?
But under trash.
So she doesn't trash.
Like, she doesn't like me drinking Mountain Dew. I don't drink Mountain Dew at home. The only place I drink it is here.
Okay.
And I only have Coke Zero at home, which has no calories. Mm-hmm. And I'll hide that Mountain Dew bottle in the recycling bin, like up under some cardboard.
Maybe you should take your own pointers because now you're talking about it on the radio show, which I'm assuming she listens to.
I didn't think that through.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So how did we tempt this guy?
All right. So we put together a fake email. Normally when we do War of the Roses, we pretend we're a florist and we send this offer for free flowers and see if they bite. In this case, Dan likes to bite donuts. So we came up with a donut shop, Tommy's Doughy Delights.
All I'm saying is if I'm getting an email that says Tommy's Doughy Delights on it, I am not clicking that. You're about to get some pop-ups.
We even created a customer rewards team, which this email is from. It says, "Hi, Dan. Congratulations. You've been selected for an exclusive VIP Tasty Treats membership." Whenever I hear sweet treat,
sweet treat,
I think of Abby every time.
You want to get some context to that?
She always talks about...
Have an HR issue. No,
whenever she talks about... I'd never heard the term sweet treat.
Sweet treat.
Until her, every time she says...
It's kind of a Gen Z thing. Like, it's sweet treat o'clock. It's sweet treat time.
All right, back to this.
Now it makes some sense.
Yeah.
Offered VIP Tasty Treats membership, Tommy's Doughy Delights, a premium bakery service for our most valued customers. As a welcome gift, you get to choose a free box of gourmet pastries. No strings attached. Just let us know where to send them, and we'll have them delivered fresh right to you. Choose from these delicious options. Classic glazed donuts. Light, fluffy, perfectly sweet with our signature glaze. Flaky butter croissants. Buttery, golden, freshly baked to perfection. Chocolate-filled danishes. Rich, creamy chocolate wrapped in a soft, flaky pastry. Anybody else's mouth watering?
Yes.
Something tells me you didn't need ChatGPT.
He just attached his Uber Eats receipts. Email.
Cinnamon sugar twists. Warm cinnamon spice pastries with a sweet sugar dusting.
Mm.
To claim your free box, simply reply with your preferred delivery address, your pastry selection, and a special message for the lucky recipient. If you'd like to give them to someone special, act fast. This exclusive offer expires in 24 hours. Looking forward to treating you, Tommy's Doughy Delights customer rewards team. Dan immediately responded. Okay. I'm talking like 2 minutes after this email was sent.
A world record.
He ordered the classic glazed donuts to be delivered tomorrow to your home address, Brittany. And there were very specific instructions. He asked for the delivery to be made between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m., which I'm guessing you're not going to be home at that time, Brittany.
Yep. That's him going home to intercept the package because I will be at work.
So this dude is leaving work to get home at noon to get this package between noon and one.
His free donuts. I don't know if they've ever done this for baseball here, but I remember when I lived in Miami, when the Marlins would get 12 hits, you could take your ticket to Dunkin' Donuts and get a free dozen donuts. I would stand in that line for an hour and a half to get free donuts.
I'm assuming with Miami, it was only once a year that they got 12 hits.
This was back when they won the World Series.
Okay. Anywho, so he sets it for 12 to 1 o'clock when he knows she's not going to. He's leaving work, getting the donuts.
Yep.
Okay.
So he's on the hook.
Yeah, but little
does
he know. Yeah, little does he know, I'll be there.
Right.
He'll be getting a visit from me between 12 and 1 tomorrow instead.
Okay, now here is the problem. There's really not going to be donuts that are delivered between noon and 1. That's fictional. So when you show up at noon tomorrow, I wonder if he's just going to come clean or how he is going to act for that entire hour.
I would love to see his face.
I'm going to ring the doorbell.
Yeah, you should ring the doorbell with the donuts.
Yeah.
Don't get donuts. Show up with like a dozen rice cakes.
With little donut shapes in the middle. Like you take like a whole punch and just go.
That is a great idea. All right. These are supposed to be delivered tomorrow?
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Between 12 and 1.
All right. So we will talk to you on Thursday and find out how it went. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So good luck. Go bust that man.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As a parent of a teen, I think I have always erred on the side of giving my teens space on the weekends and allowing him to not hang out with me and go live his life, you know, especially his junior and senior year. I want him to have memories, you know, with his friends, with his schoolmates. So on the weekends that I have him, because I'm divorced and I have custody 50% of the time, a lot of times I'll go do your thing, man. He wants to go to a party. He wants to stay out, watch a basketball game, football game, even though that's on my time and it's so precious. I'm like, I don't want to be that drag parent, you know, that's like, no, we got to hang out. Until recently. Because now I feel like we're on the clock. Like he's graduating in just a couple of months, man. He's going to be 18 in May. That means he doesn't have to come to me at all. I mean, the custody agreement is over when he turns 18 years old. So I don't know when I'm ever going to see this kid again, right? So he's leaving for just for the night, day and night. He's going up to University of North Georgia to check out campus on Saturday. And I have him this weekend. And it's the first time that I can remember saying, that's cool. Go have a great time with who you think is going to be your roommate and some friends that you got up there. But that means I get you on Friday night. That means you got to be at home on Friday night. You, me, Amanda, we'll do something. And then I thought, you know, so then he'll probably go hang with his friends on Sunday, which is fine. But then I was like, no, this is probably going to be the last Super Bowl that we can hang together. I'm never going to see that kid on Super Bowl Sunday ever again.
That's probably a high probability.
Right? So I am making sure he's there on Friday and making sure he's there on Sunday because I don't have any plans for the Super Bowl this year.
And if you are someone who also is not so excited about the Super Bowl and need a reason to be excited about the Super Bowl, that is what I am attempting to do all week. So if you, I seem to feel like a lot of people may not be that interested because of what Bert said earlier with the Kansas City Chiefs. You're kind of just over it. This is there. They're going for history, going for a three-peat. So a lot of people need a reason to maybe root against the Chiefs. And if you're looking for one, I think you start with the Eagles star player, Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
If you know this guy's story, it's almost impossible not to root for him. And that's coming from a Cowboys fan who does not like the Eagles very much. But if you know the Michael Jordan story of where he got cut from high school and then you look at what Michael Jordan turned out to be, it's a story of someone who you've always seen as great and everyone knows as great, But you really don't know how much he had to fight to truly get to where he is in this point in time. So as much as you hear about Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, even Taylor Swift, I think this Super Bowl really focuses around Saquon Barkley. And you start with, it's his birthday, so the universe and fate should be on his side.
Wow. Super Bowl Sunday is his birthday.
Super Bowl Sunday is his actual birthday. Okay. He turns 28 years old. His teammate, Cooper DeJean, it's also his birthday. So the Eagles have two players who have birthdays literally on the Super Bowl.
This guy, Cooper DeJean, right? I believe is like the first white defensive back in the NFL in like 20 years.
Since Jason Sehorn, I believe was the last guy. Yeah.
From the Giants, who Saquon used to play for.
Exactly.
Wow, that's bizarre.
It doesn't happen often. So you start there, right? You want to root for this guy simply because it's his birthday. But what a lot of people don't know is 14 years ago, Saquon Barkley actually almost quit football. Because in high school, he was never the guy. Like, everybody knows him as the star now, but he was always last on the totem pole when it came to running backs. So much so, he felt like players were maturing quicker than him, and they were just better than him. So he really didn't want to play. And it took his high school coach to say, listen, you have a lot of potential. You're just developing a little later, but you should not quit on yourself. You shouldn't give up on yourself. And allegedly, that's the only reason that this man even continued to still play football was because of that reason. So they said he was very kind. He was always a kind person. One of the stories they give as an example is when he was running, he was in a track meet, right? Which I thought this was really cool. And it's like a White House track meet that they had at Penn State University when he arrived there. And he actually lost. There was a mistake that they made with the time, and there was a woman who beat him, but they made them redo it. And then she came in second the second time. So he got the gold medal. But because he knew exactly what happened, he went and gave her his gold medal to say, you actually deserve this over me.
Cool, dude.
Wow.
So that's just to give you an example of the kind of guy he is. He initially went to Rutgers University because he was not recruited by any of the bigger universities at the time. He excelled there, and that's when Penn State got an eye on him. They came to him, gave him an offer. He went to Penn State. He started playing so well that that's when the Ohio State started to come around. Notre Dame came around, but he was loyal. He was like, no, I already committed to Penn State. I'm going to stay here. And he didn't even want to tell his Rutgers coach that he wanted to leave because they say he just hates to disappoint people. Aww. But they told him he had to do it because it's a part of life that'll help you become a man. So he did it. He ended up going to Penn State. He committed to Penn State. He played so well at Penn State that he got an opportunity to go to the NFL. That's when the Giants drafted him. But then if you know that story, he ended up tearing his ACL. So he finds himself now in the locker room. Him and the coach are tearing up about him, tearing his ACL, and he thinks his career's over because a lot of players don't recover from that, and especially an NFL running back. But the coach told him once again, hey, man, don't give up on yourself. Keep focused. And he did. And then the Giants foolishly did not want to pay him at the end of his contract because they didn't think he was good enough, even though he is Saquon Barkley, which is when the Eagles stepped in and said, well, if the Giants don't want you, we'll take you. And the Eagles and the Giants are division rivalries. So if you know football, it was pretty foolish to let Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles. But they did. So you see this guy now has lived an entire life up to this point of people telling him he's not good enough. He's not the guy. He's not the number one. And he just had one of, if not the best season that you've seen an NFL running back have in I don't know how long. But if you to give you an example, like his 50-yard plus runs, this man has already had 7 in 1 year. The closest to him is 3. So he is like way ahead of his competition. Most people believe that he's the reason that the Eagles are actually in the Super Bowl. So if you need someone to root for, I say you should start with Saquon Barkley.
That's a good call right there. This guy had the chance to break the single season rushing record this year. So in the history of the NFL, he would have the most rushing yards in a single season going into the last game. And because the Eagles had already qualified for the playoffs, he said, you know what? I'm going to pass on that.
What?
I don't want to get hurt. And we got the playoffs and maybe the Super Bowl ahead of us. So forget about the record. I don't need that for me. I'm just going to sit this one out.
He's a complete team guy.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. And you know what I find so crazy about the NFL is I feel like the greats were never the good ones in like high school or college, like Tom Brady and even like Travis Kelce. I don't feel like they were star players until they got to their team. So I'll be looking out for Saquon Barkley.
Never give up on yourself.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of Travis Kelce, if you're a lady and you just listened to that last segment, you're like, yeah, sounds great. But is Travis Kelce going to propose to Taylor Swift during Super Bowl halftime?
No way.
There's a rumor going around.
No way.
That's what the streets are saying, Burt.
Not a chance.
I'm just saying that's the rumor going around.
This guy, they're saying in the middle of the game?
They're saying at halftime, there was a question asked whether or not Travis Kelce was going to propose to Taylor Swift during the game. Or at the very least, maybe the end of the game, he gets a ring, she gets a ring, it's a win-win.
Well, if it's in the middle, it's never happened in the middle of a game before, and I'd be so angry if I was one of his teammates. Like, you're focusing on that instead of the biggest game of our lives.
And his coach, and Andy Reid, they both be mad.
And everything you've told us and we know about Taylor Swift also, I think she would hate a public engagement like that.
I think she would hate it too. And I mean, maybe she would like it for her, but I do think that Taylor is self-aware enough to know that if Travis proposed to her at the Super Bowl, she knows the only headline that would come out about the engagement was how she was trying to make it all about herself and she wanted attention on her and blah, 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 blah. And I think Taylor Swift is such a hopeless romantic that she's like, when I finally announce to the world that I'm getting engaged, I don't want it to be met with so much negativity. Mm-hmm. And she probably does want something a little bit more private that's just about their relationship and not about the fanfare of it all.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about yesterday when it came to the Grammys was Taylor Swift, how she didn't sit down at all the entire night. I'm so impressed with that woman, and I really don't understand the hate that she gets. She's just trying to live her life, and she's at the top of her game. She never really goes out of her way for publicity, right? It just comes to her. And there she is at the award show last night, really not winning anything, right? But she's celebrating with everybody. Was there anybody happier in that place? She was happier for Beyonce than Jay-Z was. Is what it looked like to me, man.
I think she was happier for Kendrick Lamar than Kendrick Lamar was. She was dancing all night.
Have you seen the video of her dancing to Not Like Us while the camera? Oh my God. Love that woman. That was so bad.
I don't know what move that was, but I did appreciate the fact that she was trying to support.
She had a champagne bottle in her hand and she was having so much fun dancing while everybody else was kind of a stick in the mud most of the night. I love her so much.
I know. She got Janelle Monáe's jacket after she threw it into the crowd. So then she's wearing Janelle Monáe's jacket. She's got Jack Antonoff's glasses on. She's in the front dancing, having a good time. I want to get drunk with that woman so bad. Honestly, I could die happy the next day if I get to have a glass of champagne with Taylor Swift.
She's just trying to live her life, man. And people get, oh, they show her so much at NFL games. That's not her fault. Yeah, she's just there having a good time, right? She's her boyfriend's playing in the game.
So a reporter, People Magazine is reporting on this. So a reporter at a press junket for the Super Bowl asked Travis Kelce if he was going to propose to Taylor Swift, and he did give an answer. He didn't completely shut it down. All he did was look at the camera, smile, and say, wouldn't you like to know? So is it going to happen? I don't know.
He's learned the tease.
Yeah, that's all that was.
One thing he did say yesterday that I was really impressed with and had no idea, I think somebody asked him some kind of random question about Taylor and what she cooks that he loves, and he said she makes her own Pop-Tarts in the morning that are outstanding.
That was his go-to?
Pop-Tarts, man.
She's a baker, and when they win, she brings them to the locker room, and she says these are victory Pop-Tarts. Is that not the cute? This woman is a billionaire, and she takes the time to make Pop-Tarts for all the little football players. It's adorable.
That man better focus on the Eagles.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
All right, drama coming up in just a couple of seconds because the wife is not jealous. Not jealous. We'll get into that in just 1 second. I've got a favor to ask you guys listening because I know a lot of you guys have way more connections than I do. If you are like deeply rooted in the UGA football community, for a very special family, am trying to get sideline passes to a UGA game next year. There's so much red tape involved and stuff like that. I'm wondering if one of you guys know somebody that can make that happen. And again, this is not for me. This is not for any family member I have. I assure you I will reveal who it's for at a later time. I am just trying to get sideline passes to a UGA home football game sometime next year. And if you could help me with that, I would be eternally grateful. And you can reach out to me on Instagram, and it's at Burt Show Burt. All right, Mo, let's get to the email here. A wife that is not being jealous, and the husband is kind of upset about it.
At an event tonight that both my wife and I attended, I had two close female friends of mine reveal to me, in front of her, that they have a couple different nicknames for me. One of them is harmless, referring to how long-winded I can be, which is admittedly justified. But the other is extremely inappropriate. Apparently, they refer to me as BDJ, as in BDE, but substituting my name in for the last letter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hmm.
For, okay.
That's odd.
Yeah. I got questions, but I'll wait.
Feels like an HR violation for sure.
I want to be very clear. Neither one of them has any knowledge of this intimate detail, but rather they are making certain assumptions based off of a funny parenting situation that I posted on Facebook 6 years ago. 6 years? They have been referring to me as BDJ for 6 years. They shared this information with my wife sitting right next to me, and my wife didn't bat an eye about it. My wife and I have been married almost 20 years, and she has never outwardly been a jealous person that I'm aware of, but she didn't seem to care in the slightest that two of my closest female friends have been talking about the size of my you-know-what with each other for 6 years. Maybe this is a reflection of our trust. That she knows nothing has ever happened with either one of them and never would. But no reaction at all? Should I be comforted by her trust? Should I be concerned about her complete ambivalence? I will admit that these are two friends that I can easily say that I have the most inappropriate and explicit conversations with. But still, as long as it doesn't bother me to know this, should I just let it go? Or should I be truly concerned that my wife could not care less that other women are referring to me this way?
I must be missing something here. I wouldn't be offended by this at all unless they refer to me as SDJ. Then I'm offended. Well, but this wouldn't bother me at all.
I don't think he's offended by the nickname. I think he's more hanging on the fact that he's offended that his wife doesn't have a more visceral reaction to two other people talking about his junk.
Bingo.
And I'm missing something. Is your wife not friends with them? Like, I would just assume that she knows about this nickname and has heard it bandied around forever. So she didn't bat an eye because she knows that's a nickname being used and it's cute.
I would feel away.
You would?
I absolutely would feel away. It reminds me kind of a situation when my girl has like a screensaver of me on her phone, and her phone rung once and one of her friends made a comment about seeing the picture of me on her phone, and she was pissed, and her friend kind of got into it because she felt like, why are you commenting on my man's private parts? Huh. She took that as disrespect. And I feel like, as a guy in that situation, if one of your friends were to do that and you reacted to it like you didn't care at all, yeah, I get his point. I can see why you feel away.
I feel like a lot of this lies in the letter that they change. So they call him BDJ, but BDE, the E stands for energy. And when you're talking about BDE, you're not necessarily saying, yeah, it's X, Y, and Z long. Like, you're saying that somebody has the kind of energy that means don't mess with me. It's very alpha. And women use that as a very, like, endearing term to compliment a man. And so I understand why someone would take it in a more, like, sensual context. I get the sense that this is just kind of a jovial way to say that you're kind of a badass.
I mean, but if you take the E out and you just make it BDM, there ain't no E in there. You just saying that he's... that, like, for okay, so reverse the roles, right? If your friend, your guy friend, is making comments about your lady being well in whatever the case, and he's kind of playing about it, but he's saying this about your wife,
yeah,
you wouldn't feel away.
I would,
and you would react,
yeah.
And
I would put an end to that.
You see what I'm saying? She's not putting it into it,
yeah.
But what if the male friends are also very close friends of your wife? And they have that kind of joking, because that's the situation here. He's friends with the female friends who are making this joke, and his wife didn't bat an eye. So either she already knows about it or she's nonplussed, right? So if you let's say your girlfriend, Amanda, and you have a very close, two close guy friends.
Jill.
Who are y'all,
okay.
And let's say he makes a joke about Amanda's, I don't know, chest size or whatever. Are you offended knowing that she has a close relationship? She's right there hearing it. Is it offensive?
Not if it's my super inner circle. Because Joel and Amanda and I are such good friends that wouldn't bother me, and I know it wouldn't bother her. So that he specifically wouldn't bother me. But if it was...
I was going to say...
If it was like a B-tier friend, yes.
And if Amanda wasn't there, it would feel weird. But because she's there and she's in on the joke...
Right.
It would feel weird to me either way.
Yeah,
commenting on my wife's body would be a no-go for me.
But it's not a jealousy issue. It's an appropriate issue, right?
Either way. Even if you mean it as a compliment, like, there's a certain way to compliment my wife's body to me regardless of your relationship with her.
I guess might hit that.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, I might hit
problem.
You.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
It is Black History Month, and this is a really interesting challenge here. It can't be ignored, and you shouldn't ignore it. It is absolutely impossible to avoid black inventions. We are going to prove that to you, Rebecca. Mm-hmm.
Happy Black History Month, everyone. Appreciate I'm about it. To make your lives a little bit harder, just as I believe the black community would want.
Before we even get into that.
Is that what we want? Speaking
of, hey, blacksplaining, is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Before we even get into it, you know, Morgan Freeman has been very hard in his belief that there should be no Black History Month.
Yeah. I mean,
he's like, this is American history. So why do we have to highlight, excuse me, black history?
I see some of his point, and I see the part of it where he says the way to really end us talking about segregation is just to literally not talk about it anymore. Like, just don't bring up race, don't bring up the differences. It shouldn't exist. We're just all people. We're all humans. We're all fighting the same battles. I mean, that part of it.
You feel the same way?
That part of it, I understand. I do think that a piece of making it go away is to stop making it so stop bringing it up all the time. But I don't think you should erase Black History Month, because Black History is its own version of history that has been incorporated into helping our country. And a lot of the times we don't talk about it enough. It's like if you take away BET, then we don't have a channel, because every other channel is not considered a black channel. So we should still have our black moments, like, separate from other moments. That part I don't agree.
I always love the argument. There's not a white entertainment television. And the response is always, the rest of it is.
Every other channel. Every single one.
Yeah, so to honor the black community, I am challenging each of you guys to go 24 hours without using an item that was invented by a black inventor. And black people have invented a lot. So
we're not allowed to use any of these, or we're just taking one that we can't?
I am assigning each of you one.
Okay.
So I was like, I can't get you guys to ignore traffic lights or like microphones.
I was wondering who he's going to give that one.
I'm a little nervous about that.
You probably should give me the traffic lights
because you don't have a car. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I found a few important inventions that won't make you be in direct danger. So Bert, your invention.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 24 hours, you are not allowed to use elevators.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Had no idea that was invented by a black person.
In 1887, black inventor Alexander Miles invented the automatic elevator door that all elevators today come equipped with. Mm-hmm. So if you happen to find one that you have to crank open, you can use that.
Okay.
But that's
all right. Okay, I can do that. All right. I don't have any appointments in tall buildings today. So it's just going down from here.
Uh-huh. Cassie, for the next 24 hours, you are not allowed to turn on your home security system.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. That's too much. That's too much. Though that was invented by Marie Van Britten Brown in 1966. You are not allowed to use a hairbrush.
No problem. Look at my hair right now.
You mean she hasn't used a hairbrush?
Actually, it is. Obviously, hairbrushes are very important, even for curly hair people like me. You got to brush it out. So, I mean, it's a health thing. They'll report you to child services if you don't brush your kid's hair.
It's true.
And now that I'm thinking about it, it's so, my response was so offensive. Like, a black person invented the elevator? No!
The shock was a bit much.
The whole list is a little bit offensive.
Yes, the hairbrush was patented by Lyda D. Newman in 1898. All right, Mo, I have something very special for you. Your invention is the potato chip.
Okay.
And I'm not going to make you go without. I've actually brought this bag to you for Black History Month. Happy Black History Month, King.
Oh, that's my present. Thank you.
I'm not going to make you go without.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Yes. So, finally.
Yeah.
Same argument applies. You can't hit us up and go Facebook, I don't get a present for being white. Yeah, we do. Every day.
Every single day.
This is for you. I hope you like Hickory Barbecue.
I do, actually. Thank you.
It was invented by actually, I don't have that listed. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Get some respect.
I know. Bad white person.
Chancellor.
I've already failed as an ally. Okay. Finally, Abby. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. but it was Louis Latimer who invented the light bulb filament. So you and your two cats will be spending the next 24 hours in complete darkness. You're not allowed to turn on your lights at home.
That's crazy. Turn off. I'm turning off my mic now because there's lights in my mic.
Listen, stock up on candles, okay?
Technically, the modern microphone was invented by a black man, too, so we all should get a day off.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about giving that to you guys, but I was like, you need those to make money and give me money, so... Not that one.
Interesting list. I didn't really know. I had no idea.
Yeah. And thank you, Katie. George Crumb invented the potato chip.
Okay.
Very thank fitting. You.
The Burt Show.
All right, Amber, so you're not feeling real good about yourself. What's up, girl? What do we do? What can we do?
I'm feeling okay about myself. Happy Black History Month, Mo. Katie, how y'all doing?
Thank you. Back
oh, hey. Sis. Hey, Burt. Didn't see you there. Hey. So I feel okay about myself. My problem is the way that I am portrayed in photographs. I am really good at video. I'm good at all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to, I guess, capturing my quote-unquote sexy side in a photo, I can't do it. I'm really bad with poses. Okay. I don't know what to do with my hands. I overthink it, so I don't like any photo I take. I hate it.
So, but you are aware that you do have a sexy side.
I can't. I'm gonna be real. I'm an actor and all that stuff, but I can't be sexy on purpose. It's the only thing I have a hard time doing. If the sexy comes out, that's an accident, and I'm not aware of it.
Can't hide sexy all the time.
You know what I mean?
I think you're a little hard on yourself in this area, because when you sent me the pictures that you took to take photos of the In the Moment hoodies, I thought they were great. Like
I took 87 photos and it took me a while to find those.
Oh, you took 87 to get the four?
I took so many.
That's not a Hall of Fame number. I see.
That's not atypical. So I am a photographer. It's not my full-time gig, obviously. But I think any photographer will tell you, they take so many photos of a subject, and the ones that you see published, it might be one out of 50 or two. I mean, as you get better, like, you'll be able to pare that down a lot more. But it's not weird to take a ton of photos and not like all of them.
That's true. I mean, and one of the things... go ahead, Abs.
Oh, I was just going to say, my favorite trend on TikTok is seeing hot girls on the internet complain about not getting good photos. Because I follow a couple of, like, those New York City influencers where they're like, oh, how I feel when I go on vacation. And I don't get the photo, because that's a thing that every girl wants on a vacation or a girl's trip. You got to get the photo to post on Instagram. So I think that this is a common thing that everyone goes through where, you know, you think you look a certain way, but the camera's not capturing it.
For
and
sure.
I think that frustration is really common. And I don't think it means anything about your appearance.
I've said this before. I can barely even watch Burt Show videos because it's got the angle of it. I'm always been insecure about my big ass beak and the way that the cameras are positioned in the studio. It's just a full profile shot. So I have literally, when I'm watching Burt Show videos, have made voices like, ugh, and Amanda's had to stop me. I can't look at him.
I know what you mean. And here's another part of this is I'm a lesbian, kind of. A lot of people see me as the masculine one, I guess. And because of that, when I'm trying to take photos, I'm trying my best not to look super feminine, which is making me overthink about what to do with my hands, my body. Like, I have large... What do you say?
A chest?
Breasts?
Yes, I wasn't sure.
So you call these things.
I mean, we can call them anything you want.
It's your work.
Cha-chas. And so I'm trying to find a quote-unquote sexy way of taking these photos, because I want, like, those sexy studs on Facebook and Instagram. I want to look like, damn, I want to look just tasty.
I just want to clarify something. When you say you're trying not to look overly feminine, do you want to look feminine? Like, how do you want to present yourself to the world?
I guess it kind of depends on what the particular project is, because I have no problem with my femininity. It's not the only part of me. There is a masculine part of me that I enjoy kind of displaying more so than the feminine side. If I am feeling feminine, there is something sexy going on up here in my head.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to go on there and in the search, and I think Abby's going to agree with me, you are going to search Book Talk Boyfriend Challenge.
Ooh. Okay.
And what it is, it's girls who read like these fantasy books or romance books that Abby and I read, mm-hmm. having their boyfriends act out, not the dirty scenes, but the stuff like cupping a chin or the leaning against a door frame a certain way. And you watch that, and then you mimic what they're doing for a photo. Mm. Then if you're taking the photo, you set it up somewhere, you record it, okay? So you're going to have film. Don't worry about taking photos. You're going to do that move, and then you're going to go back through the footage of the film and screenshot what you like.
That should work. I actually do that for my YouTube thumbnails.
There you go.
I like
there
that.
There you go. So there's a way.
Yeah, I'm about to bring the sexy back. That's what I'm going to do.
But honestly, Amber, the more you start doing that and you step into that role, you're playing a character right now, okay? You're going to have to do that. But the longer you do that, then it starts to become second nature and it becomes part of you. So it's going to feel weird as hell to begin with. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel uncomfortable. This isn't me. I'm not sexy. This is not my skin. The more you do it, the more you're going to be like, yeah, it is me. How come all these loser dudes can do it and they've got beautiful girlfriends and I can't do it? They're not loser dudes, but you get what I'm saying. Like, that is open to you too, and you're allowed to step into that role. You're holding yourself back.
I am in my head. Stop overthinking.
There you go.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing, nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.